Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. A penny worth almost $1.4 million. Chances are you don't have one of those coins in your coin jar, but that's what one anonymous collector paid for a 1793 penny in a recent auction. To talk about how a single penny could be so valuable, I'm joined by James Halperin. He's the co-chair of Heritage Auctions, which managed the auction in which this penny was sold. James, thank you very much for joining me.
It's great to be with you, Michael.
So tell me about the auction itself. This is an annual event in Florida. How big of a deal is it?
It's usually the largest rare coin auction of the year. And it's the first or second week of January, almost always in Orlando, Florida, in conjunction with the Florida United Numismatists.
Yeah, I assume you see all kinds of valuable coins at this auction every year. How high do prices typically go?
Well, the most a coin has brought in one of those auctions is a little over $3.7 million. And that was for a 1913 Liberty Nickel a couple years ago.
Incredible. So let's get down to the 1793 penny. I mean, even this Liberty Nickel you're talking about, how does that kind of value end up being attributed to a single coin?
Well, it's the first 1793 is the first year that we made federal coinage. It was the first official year of operation of the United States Mint. And they made large cents and half cents that year. They made three different kinds of large cents, but the first one that they made was called a chain cent. And they decided not to use it permanently because the chain on the back to some people was symbolic of slavery or just had a negative connotation. So they changed it to a wreath very early in the year. And so these are pretty rare. They made maybe about 30,000 of the chain cents, and probably less than 1,000 of them are still known today.
Okay, so even with 1,000 coins like this out there, this particular one gets $1.4 million. What kind of prices of these other ones garnered?
Well, they start probably at $10,000 to $20,000 each. But this one was in absolutely pristine condition. It was, it had never been in circulation, had almost no marks on it. It was beautifully struck, and a very famous coin from probably the most famous United States coin collection, the Eliasburg collection, which was dispersed, from 1982 to, 1996.
And where had this coin been hiding all these years?
Well, many different collectors had owned it prior to Louis Eliasburg buying it, I think, in the 1930s. But he had exquisite taste and bought one of the very best of just about every United States coin, and this was no exception.
I'm talking to James Halperin. He's the co-chairman of Heritage Auctions, which auctioned off a penny from 1793 for $1.4 million. So how many people get involved in these types of levels of costs? Is it typically just one or two collectors that are really going up to these millions of dollars of payments for a coin?
Well, I would say once you got to around $1 million, there were still probably five or six bidders on this coin. So, and this is a pretty specialized coin. So I would say there are many hundreds of collectors who would buy a coin for $1 million if it was the right coin.
And I guess there's the innate value of a coin, but this is quite a bit more than that. In terms of the value of coins, have they declined for some periods and then gone back up? I mean, could this buyer now have a hard time trying to sell it back for more than what he paid for it?
Well, he just bought it a couple of days ago, so it would be hard to make a profit on it right now. But I think it's very good value. And I think over time, if he has the staying power to hold on to it, he should do very well. Many great fortunes were made by coin collectors who had the foresight to buy the right coins and hold on to them for a reasonable period of time, usually decades.
Are there coins from the last 100 years or so, that the pennies even that some of us may own, that are particularly valuable?
Well, yes, there are many. And we even have a value guide on our website, which is ha.com for Heritage Auctions, that anybody can access that will tell you the values of most United States coins, at least estimated values. We also provide free auction estimates if you submit an image at our website.
When you look at quarters, pennies, dimes, nickels, modern ones that we've seen, let's say, in the last 40, 50 years, is there a particular date or one or two coins that you'd pinpoint as, for some reason, being outrageously valuable?
Well, there are quite a few. There are actually coins as recent as the 1970s that bring six-figure prices, but they're, of course, very rare, or they wouldn't bring those prices. Also, there have been some error coins. For example, some of the state quarters were produced with Sacagawea dollar reverses. So those are called mules, where you have the front of one coin coupled with the back of another. And those bring $50,000 to $100,000 each, sometimes more, depending on the condition. So there actually are coins that are only 10 or 15 years old that are tremendously valuable. But again, those tend to be very, very rare.
Although when you said that there are coins from the 70s that are worth six figures, can you tell me what the year is and what the denomination of the coin is?
Well, recently, there have been recent discoveries of 1969 S double die cents, where the date and parts of the image on the front of the coin are very, very obviously doubled. It's not something you need any imagination to see. So if you're looking at something and you don't know whether it's doubled, it isn't. But those coins can bring $20,000 to $100,000, depending on condition.
They're error coins, essentially.
They're sort of like errors, but quite a few of them were made, maybe several dozen of them at least. So I would say they're more of an minting error rather than a unique error.
When it comes to auctions, it seems that the ultimate auction spot is eBay. Do you generally recommend buying coins from eBay?
Well, if you're an expert, occasionally you can get bargains on eBay, but it's a little bit treacherous. There are a lot of fakes being offered and a lot of overgraded coins. It's much safer to learn about the coins first, and probably at least at the beginning, you should be dealing with one of the mainstream auction houses. I hope you'll consider us among those. Again, we have a tremendous amount of very useful information on our website for anybody who's interested, and that's ha.com.
Now, finally, what is considered the most valuable American coin, or what's the highest price anyone's ever paid for an American coin?
Well, those are two different questions. I believe that the most a coin has ever sold for is a little over $7.5 million. There are actually two coins that have sold in that range. One of them is a 1794 silver dollar. That's the first year that the United States minted silver dollars, and this coin was probably or very possibly the first silver dollar minted in absolutely perfect condition. And another coin was a 1933 $20 gold piece, almost an ounce of gold. And it's the only one that's legal for a United States citizen to own. And that coin sold at auction for about $7.5 million.
I see. But for that 1933 coin is the only one that's known to basically exist.
No, there are others that exist, but they're not legal to own because they were allegedly stolen from the mint. But this one was actually legally released by the U.S. government, and that's why it brought so much money. Now there's actually a coin in the Smithsonian. A 1949 $20 gold piece, the only one, and it's the very first $20 gold piece ever made by the U.S. government. and that's in the Smithsonian now. I think if that came to auction, it would bring between $20 and $40 million.
And bottom line, though, the condition is everything, right? I mean, if the condition isn't there, it's the value plummets.
Yeah, that's very true. Condition is extremely important. And in fact, one of the very first things that that any coin collector will do is learn to discern quality.
Well, it's certainly interesting stuff and, well, exciting when you're looking at almost $1.5 million paid for just a penny. James Halprin, co-chairman of Heritage Auctions, which managed the auction in which that penny was sold. James, thank you very much for joining me.
My pleasure, Michael.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.